After a very interesting meeting yesterday with Stephen, the founder of internet-based coffee company Your Grind, I'm here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, armed with a coffee that he promised me was going to be quite amazing, and he asked me to review. So what I've got here is the Costa Rican, whole bean of course, and it was roasted on the 24th of April, and I've got it here. And he promised me that this bean was going to be very full-bodied, had a bit of brightness to it, citrus notes, and a medium acidity. Now, when I read things like this on the package, I still try and get to that coffee with an open mind and just see, let my palate guide me. I've played around a little bit with it. I've played around with the dosing, and I've played around with the temperature. I've done 4 extractions, and I think I've decided for my palate and playing with the R58 Rocket Dual Boiler PID machine that the best extraction that I could get and what tasted really nice, juicy, velvety was to dose it at 20 grams, to up the temperature to 93°C at the brew head, and to extract it for 28 seconds, which yielded me 26, just over 26 gram. I think it was 26.3 to be precise. I know it's a bit geeky, but if you want to get the best out of a bean, you might as well test it to its fullest. Now, this is not to say that if you like a coffee with those flavor notes, you can't do that at home in an AeroPress or a V60 pour over method. You don't have to have a jazzy espresso machine at home, but if you like espresso, might as well get yourself a good machine as well. There's no harm in that at all. But I tell you what, this is, in fact, a really lovely coffee. Now, Costa Ricans have fruitiness in it. And that coffee does shine in its fruitiness. It is juicy. I can only really express it in that way. It's velvety, it's full-bodied, and it's very juicy. Now, I'm keeping it neat as an espresso because I'm not so sure if milk would take to it as kindly as maybe something that has less citrusy notes. Because milk likes cutting through something that's just a little bit more grounded than that. But it is absolutely delicious. I mean, I've tasted, I've been to a lot of cuppings recently, and Costa Rican coffees are on cupping tables all over the best roasteries in town. And I will say this, that Your Grind, they're an internet-based company, they're having their beans roasted to perfection at an artisan roastery at the moment. And the deal that they're giving away is actually quite enticing, I will say that. I've got another coffee which I will taste as well before I give you a real definite verdict on Your Grind. But they've got good coffees there, that's for sure. Now, I'm actually enjoying this. I'm going to put my lips to it again now that it's cooled down a little more. And in fact, let me just tell you that that extraction, I mean, the Guinness effect and the freshness of those beans was really noticeable. Gave me a huge head of crema, which then, of course, you have to stir a little bit so that the crema, which is more or less the bitter bit in an extraction, is well mixed into the rest of the extraction. And it is really, I mean, it's got a lovely body to it, but it is quite citrusy. It delivers what's on the bag, what's on the back of the bag. So that's a good point anyway. Well, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo can't wait to taste and test the next coffee, which I'll do probably tomorrow or the day after. So stay tuned.